to tonight's show. You can connect with Take Two Radio on Twitter at Take Two Radio and at Dawn Take Two Radio. You can also look us up on Facebook at Take Two Radio. Check out our website at TakeTwoRadio.com and follow us on Blog Talk so you can stay up to the minute of each episode as we add it. Each episode is always available for download immediately following each broadcast, and you can also download every podcast on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I am the co-host. My name is Dawn, and very glad to be here with you today. And again, the lovely, talented Pam is allowing me to kind of take over the reins because she is still ailing, but she is with us. Hello, Pam.
Yeah, I'm with you in spirit.
You're hanging in as best you can. Yeah, for those of you who may be joining us, you know, like for the first time this week, Pam has been really sick fighting that horrible cold flu bug that has been, I think, has gone rampant throughout the country. And so she's been quite the trooper to still hang in and be with us. But I appreciate you letting me, you know, take the reins and help you out here. So, but the main thing is to get you feeling better. So I hope that happens for you pretty quickly.
Thanks. I have full trust and belief in you as my co-host.
Well, I do appreciate that. And today we are very excited because we have our guest with us today is, just an awesome band that we had the privilege of coming across recently and being introduced to Pam and I. The band is La Reverie, and we have with us today the female lead for the band. Now, they are a goth rock band, and if you love Evanescence, and bands like that, you're going to love La Reverie. And so without further ado, I'd like to welcome Allie. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. It's good to be with you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here with us. We really appreciate you taking time away to call in today. I mean, today is Super Bowl Sunday, so for anyone to be free on Super Bowl Sunday is a good thing. So really doubly appreciate it. So we want to start things off by talking a little bit about the band, La Reverie, and find out, how did you guys come to be as a band? When did you get started, and how did it all come together for you?
Well, it started, I was in a club actually watching the keyboard player in another band. He was doing cover songs, and he did a couple of his original songs, and they were so unusual, almost haunting. And I was thinking my lyrics and vocals would fit his writing style so perfectly. So we talked on his break about starting a gothic rock band, and he really liked the idea. And we both knew the same drummer and guitar player, so La Reverie was born.
Awesome. And so now, how long have you guys been together?
We actually came together in 2010 when the Mysterioso, that's our keyboard player, and I met. And we wrote a song immediately. The song was actually called Hold Me Down. When we told people we wanted to start a gothic rock band, they said, maybe you don't want to do gothic rock. Maybe you want to do dance or pop or something more mainstream. But we knew that our writing style was a little different and a little more haunting, and we wanted to stick with the goth thing. So we decided that we were going to go ahead and write the song Hold Me Down, basically to those people that didn't really support us and didn't believe us, and that nobody was going to really hold us down, and we were going to follow our dream. And the band kind of took the philosophy that everybody should follow their dream no matter what, and La Reverie actually means the dream in French. So it kind of all came together.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, was gothic rock a music style that you or, you know, your partner there were interested in naturally, or was it just kind of through writing that song you just determined that that was the style that you wanted to go with?
We kind of were into the gothic, progressive, kind of more avant-garde side of rock and roll. So we all came influences kind of going in. Each member of the band obviously had their own people that they followed, like the Mysterioso followed, you know, keyboard-oriented bands from Europe, and I obviously followed female vocalist bands a lot of the things going on in Europe, like within Temptation, and a lot of the symphonic metal bands had female fronts, and the drummer followed bands that had great drummers. But we all brought our influences to the table, and it kind of created our sound.
That's awesome. Now, I do want to congratulate you guys because you were named one of the top 20 best rock artists for 2012 by Rockwired magazine, and that is no small feat. And to have just gotten together in 2010, I mean, that's pretty prestigious. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
Everything just seemed to be happening so fast. It was a release of our first full-length CD. We just released our CD called Dark Symphony, and Rockwired was pretty, they seemed like they really liked it. They gave us a great quote on that, and they were extremely impressed that we produced it ourselves. It was produced by our guitar player, and the EP that we had put out originally was produced by a very famous producer, Ron Nevison, who had worked with Led Zeppelin and a lot of very famous people. And we, on the full length, decided to let Jeff, the guitar player, take the reins, and we think he did an awesome job.
Well, and I've heard a lot of the music off of the album, and it's very, very good, by the way. I'm a huge Evanescence fan, and, of course, I couldn't help but feel like I was listening. You know, gosh, I was like, wow, their sound is so awesome. And for anyone to tell you out of the gate that, you know, this wasn't really a good time to bring, you know, to bring yet another goth band into the mix, I think was sadly mistaken because, you know, as you know, in mainstream music today, it's really prepackaged, and in pop music, you know, for example, you know, you hear a lot of the same type of, you know, music. It has the same style, and other music is similar. And so, you know, rock is so diverse, and I don't think that you can have enough goth rock fans, in my opinion, because they're few and far between. You know, and so really Evanescence is probably, you know, as far as my knowledge of that genre, it's probably one of the biggest, and it's nice to have another band out there that's doing more of the same.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we really appreciate that. We have found that there is a huge audience out there that we didn't realize. The thing about our music is it's powerful, but it's really emotional, and it reaches everybody kind of on an emotional level, and it's really about everyday things that we all go through. It's just presented in a very powerful way. So a lot of people really kind of relate to what we're trying to say and what we're trying to do. And it's kind of like we're reaching out to everybody and they're kind of reaching back. And it's kind of a really cool thing.
Yeah. So now let's talk about some of the things that you've been doing as a band since you formed in 2010. Where are some of the places that you played? And I know that you're getting a lot of airplay. Your music is getting really some good recognition. Obviously, you know, Rockwired magazine has certainly noticed you. So talk about some of the other great things that have been happening for you.
Well, when we first started, the song Hold Me Down that we wrote as our first song was sent in a demo form to the Los Angeles Music Awards, and they picked up on it immediately. They wanted to nominate us for Breakout Single of the Year just as a demo, and we're so excited about that. And then we went into the studio with Ron Nevison and recorded the actual final version of that on a 3-song EP, and we won the award for Breakout Single of the Year, and that was just for us to come out and just have that happen. It was just so such an amazing feeling. And then we the song Hold Me Down was then taken, and it was getting a lot of airplay in the States, but a lot of European airplay, which we were kind of surprised at. We didn't realize how big symphonic metal and goth metal and progressive metal was overseas, but we found that out immediately. We got a lot of just wonderful people. We got a lot of friends and fans from Sweden and the UK and Germany and a whole market that we didn't even know about, and it was really wonderful. And then we played the Key Club. We did our EP show with the rock icons Missing Persons, and we sold out the show, and it was an awesome night. And we did another show down in Orange County. Same thing. We did another EP release down there. And again, it was a sold out night. And so we had a lot of luck playing in Southern California. And then Music Connection Magazine put out a list of their top favorite live bands for 2011, and we were in the top 15 of that. So that was pretty exciting as well. Just a lot of things happened on a short amount of time, and it was really awesome. And then, of course, the release of the new CD that just came out, Dark Symphony, and we're planning some really, really great shows with that. We just found out that we will have a date for our huge Dark Symphony CD release party. That's going to be March 24th, which is a Sunday evening at the Key Club. And the cool thing about this show is we're going to record a full-length live DVD at that show.
Oh,
wow. Light and sound, and then we're going to release it later this year. So a lot of really cool things coming up.
That's great. I was wondering, how did you yourself get your start in music?
I was brought up in a musical family. My mother was a singer, and my father actually wrote TV music for television, jingles and commercials, and my mother.
Oh, cool.
Well, she used to sing on some of those, and there was, when I was very little, there was, I believe it was a candy commercial where they needed a little kid singing in the background, and that was my first singing experience, is they had me singing on the tape in the background in this little candy commercial. And so, we always had a piano in the house, and I was always tinkering around, putting little melodies together and writing little songs, and I sang in school, and just really always writing poetry and music and just always singing. I did a lot of shows in school with, like, the choir, and also became interested in the blues, and I did a lot of that right out of school, and then just a lot of private functions and a little bit of session singing in Los Angeles, and then was fortunate enough to hook up with the Mysterious O and this great band and everything that's going on right now. It's been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, your head must be spinning. You know, I was, and I apologize because I was remiss in mentioning that in 2011, you know, you were recognized as a band, you know, by Music Connection magazine for being one of the top 15 live unsigned artists, you know, for that year. And, I mean, it's just like things are just kind of snowballing and just picking up speed so quickly for you. So, you know, I would just not know which end was up if it were me. But that is just, it's just all so exciting how you guys have kind of, where you began and where you are now in just a short period of time. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is I had watched your video for Hold Me Down, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, the making of the video. What was that like for you? Because obviously it's a great deal different than performing. I mean, you're performing in the video, but, you know, there's a lot more to it than just getting on a stage or getting in a studio. So how was that for you guys?
Well, the first and most foremost thing I want to do is give a huge shout out to our director, Christopher Weil. Christopher, I hope you're listening, because we wouldn't have been able to do that without you. The video was kind of the brainchild of him. He took the song and he created a whole premise for the song. We had originally, like I said, written a song about, you know, the people out there that thought it wasn't a good direction. But he came to me and he said, what if we used a different vision for the video? He goes, what about if you're fighting your own inner demon? And I thought, wow, that's such a great interpretation. I would have never thought of that. And it's true, you know, we all have the arguments with ourselves, and we all have the demons that we're fighting and things that we're trying to get past. And he was able to take that vision and just create this amazing video. He found this house in, I'm not sure of the city, like old Pasadena or Altadena, I guess. And it was an old Gothic mansion that has been used for many horror films, actually.
Mm.
And he was able just to create this whole incredible gothic feel with the candles and the vibe, and take his vision of fighting your own inner demons, and in the end, eventually winning out, you know. But it just, again, his vision and his crew, everybody just did such an awesome job. It was a long, long day. We got there at like 7, I believe, in the morning, and didn't leave till like midnight, but it was so worth it. It was a great experience.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned where, you know, you filmed it, because I was going to ask, where in the world did you film it? Because the architecture of that building, that structure in the video, is perfect. I mean, you know, and it does actually look like something that you would see in a horror film, no doubt. But you know, the grand irony, thank you for the explanation of the video and the premise behind it, because, you know, it is ironic. You know, you're in the video and you're laying on the bed and you have on all white. And, you know, goth is a very dark, you know, has a dark feel to it, the music and so forth. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the opposite of extreme. And it just seems to fit the mood of the song perfectly. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that's a great description, because we all do have these inner demons that we do fight, you know, even if it's something really remotely small. You know, and I think none of us can deny that. But one interesting thing I wanted to ask you about is the black ink that follows you throughout the video. How did that, in terms of the production of it, how did that, how was that done? How was that made?
You know, I wish I could tell you. That's just some magical thing that our director was able to do. A lot of people have said that it reminds them of the black smoke on the show The Lost. I don't know if anybody followed that show, but there was the mysterious black smoke on the island, and he thought fighting the demons, that maybe it having in a smoke form would be very cool, and he was able to make it happen. I really don't know the technical way how they did that.
Now, when you were filming, I mean, because in the video, you know, it shows you're kind of looking at that smoke as it's kind of swirling all around you and looming, so to speak. I mean, did you actually see that smoke as it was filming, or was that something that was kind of added later in the editing of the video?
He was just telling me, okay, this is what's going to happen in the scene, and this is going to be surrounding you, and the demons are going to be around you or behind you, and I just kind of had to do what they were directing me to do, but there was really nothing there yet. That was all added later.
Well, you made it look very believable, by the way. I must tell you, you know, just you really were in the whole horror movie mode. I mean, you had that look about you that was like, oh, what's coming to get me, you know, kind of thing. So you played that well. And have you ever had any formal acting or anything like that?
I actually have never done any acting, except, of course, you like in the music videos or on stage. But he's such a good director. I mean, he's able to plant the seed and paint the picture, and it seems to flow. It was just so easy working with him that he really just kind of made it all happen.
Well, one thing I want to ask, are you going to be making any, you know, new videos for any of the other songs on the album forthcoming?
Well, we were thinking about adding Twisted, but since we're going to be doing a live DVD, we just kind of shifted our focus to doing just a great concert footage and having smoke and probably some candelabras and candles and making a whole gothic stage setup, and then just creating a whole gothic show, you know, like of our show that we do live, of the new CD that we have out. So we kind of shifted our focus to putting that out as just a full-length show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I love the video and I love the song. I mean, your music is really great. And so, you know, in terms of doing the live album, I guess that means you guys are going to be touring. Is it going to be a kind of a West Coast tour, or are you going to do nationwide, or what's going to go down with that?
We would love to do all of the above. We're concentrating on Southern California. We've got some promoters and bookers looking at nationwide, because we would love to do that. There's a lot of people that do like Evanescence that really do like what we're doing. And like I said, there's a bunch of overseas things that are possible as well. They have a lot of festivals in the summer. There's like a German festival and a bunch of festivals that would really like the type of music that we're doing. So we're trying to work with a bunch of different promoters. And just stay tuned to our website. It's www.lereverie, spelled with an E, LEREVERIE.com, to kind of follow along with what we're doing. We're hoping to book up the end of the year with a bunch of different shows. And we're also trying to work on a possible small USO tour, because besides LeRéverie being my passion, I'm very passionate about the veterans and all the people who fight so hard to keep us safe. And I would love to be able to get them and go out and do shows for them and try to bring something to them. So that's something else that we're trying to put together.
Oh, that would be awesome, because I know the servicemen and women, they love those shows. I mean, they love when people go and tour, and you know, that's the closest they get to, you know, concerts when they're overseas. It's always a great thing to do for the men and women. That's a great way to get back, you know, to them, as a way of saying thanks. And fortunately, you're in, you know, you and the band are in that position that you have that opportunity that not a lot of people get to do. So kudos to you on that effort. And so, you know, in the short term, what's coming up?
Well, in the short term, we have two shows coming up. We have a Ladies of Metal show that's going to be on a Saturday night, and it's going to be March 9th, and it's at a club called The Good Hurt, which is in Venice, California, a cool little area of Venice. And then from there, we go to our huge Dark Symphony CD release party at the Key Club, which is a huge club with amazing lighting system and sound system. And oh, and what I did forget to say is the mastermind, our wonderful Christopher, who did hold me down, is going to be there filming us that night. So the same crew and the same vision and the same everything, the feel that the Hold Me Down video had, will also be put into our live video. Christopher will be there bringing his magic and making it all happen, and that will be Sunday night, March 24th. And it's going to be awesome. We would like to also put out there that if people calm down to be in the video, to be part of history, we're going to be giving out Dark Symphony for free. So anybody that comes down there, and I don't know if you guys got an actual copy, but the actual hard copy of the CD is the CD on one side and the DVD of the video on the other side. So it's kind of a double package.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize you could do that.
Yeah, so we'll be handing those out for free if people come on down to being part of the filming. So it's all pretty exciting. We're really excited about everything coming up.
Yeah, as I said earlier, your head must be spinning. I mean, it's an exciting time, you know. And I want to back up and mention one thing. I do an indie radio show also in addition to this, and a lot of indie artists tell me that their music is really gaining in popularity overseas. So I'm excited that yours is as well. I'm always thrilled to hear that, because apparently overseas markets are quite different musically than here, and the interest is in different types of music. It's a lot more, you know, eclectic. Like, there's a lot of neo-soul music here that, you know, is produced, but over there it's just all the rage. I mean, it's amazing the diverse taste in comparison to the taste of the, you know, people here in the States. And so I'm really, really pulling for you, because I think you could be huge over there, you know, no doubt. And, of course, we want you to be huge here too. But that's, you know, that's always an incredible thing when you can get that kind of notoriety and be known as an international band as well.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a lot different over there in that the whole female fronted, they call it symphonic metal, goth metal, symphonic prog, goth metal. I mean, it's all kind of lumped into the same genre, but it's a lot of what we're doing. And the people here haven't really, they just don't seem to pick up on it like they do over there. Over there, it's just massive, massive people with radio stations and going to these festivals and buying. They actually still buy hard copy CDs over there because they want the music so badly. And we've actually been selling. CD Baby put us on their list of one of the best unsigned selling CDs, because we're selling over there, actually, which is kind of interesting, getting a lot of orders from the UK and Germany. And well, I was also getting some from here, but it's interesting how many we're actually selling over there.
Hey, look, if it's selling, that's good. That's a good thing for you guys. That's such a good problem to have, you know.
It always amazes me when a different country that doesn't speak English necessarily, you know, loves music by the American bands. And I guess it's just universal with the sound and that, and it doesn't really matter what the words are sometimes. They just like the sound of it.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think it's kind of interesting that I know a lot of the countries over there, they do have some English, but
right.
But the guitar, our guitar player is amazing. Well, the band's amazing, the drums, the keyboards, and a lot of it is the music. The whole imagery, I think what they are calling this as banding, the whole gothic feel of the band and the female vocals, I think you're right. I think it kind of just oversees the whole language barrier. They just really enjoy the music itself.
Yeah, and music, you know, is a universal language anyway. It doesn't really... You know, in a lot of cases, it really doesn't matter that people speak different languages, but people can relate to it no matter where they're from. And I think that's why the UK, you know, the international markets and the UK markets and so forth, it's so well received, you know, like in the Asian countries. And as Pam noted, you know, they speak, you know, there are a lot of countries that don't speak English, but yet they are just really into the music. And that just tells you that the music is what they identify with, and, you know, even though they may not be able to understand the lyrics of what's being sung, it is, you know, it's something that they totally relate to.
Yeah, and I think that's an awesome thing, that the music being international and being worldwide and everyone being able to relate to each other and reach out to each other, and it's like we're all connected in some way, and I think that's pretty cool.
No doubt about it. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that you guys have coming up? That are you working on any other new music currently, even though you're promoting the new album? But are you kind of still in that phase of writing for the next album and kind of looking forward to that?
Well, we're right now, again, we're working on putting together this live video. We want the show to be, you know, awesome for everybody. But the weird thing about the way this band writes is, it kind of all starts with the drummer, so that's kind of an interesting thing. He will hear these things in his head. He'll hear, like, an entire song. He'll hear the intro, maybe it's a vocal intro, a music intro. He'll hear the first verse. He'll hear the breakdown. He'll hear the chorus. He'll hear the bridge. He'll hear the solo. And he'll put down, like, a skeletal interpretation on the recorder that they use. I'm not sure what it is. And then he'll give it to the guitar player, who will go, wow, I hear that. And then he kind of takes it from, the drummer's name is Rock, he takes it from Rock's head and he says, okay, on that I hear this, and he'll lay down all his guitar parts, and then the keyboards will go down and the bass will go down. And so the drummer, from what I understand, has been writing like crazy. So they've got a bunch of skeleton stuff out there, and the guitar player will start putting his parts down. So once they get all the music down, and the way they like it and cut and you know, form the way they want, then they usually give it to me in some type of version, and I disappear for a few days, and I come back with the vocals and the lyrics and the melody. So I have a feeling that that's going to be coming my way here pretty soon.
It sure seems so. Well, We before we wrap today, we want to play one of the band's songs for the listeners so that they can get a taste of what Pam and I have experienced thus far. And we want to play Twisted from your album, Dark Symphony. And talk a little bit about the song itself. What is it about? And what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, the interesting thing about Dark Symphony kind of follows along the same veins as the video. The whole album actually is about, again, fighting with your inner demons and trying to rise above, you know, the arguments that we have with ourselves. You know, everybody has things in their mind like, oh, I'm not good enough, or I don't know if I can do this. And the whole album is kind of about arguing with yourself and rising above that and saying, yes, I can take this on. And Dark Symphony itself is about actually coming to terms with that, the song Dark Symphony, coming to terms with that and rising above it and conquering all that. And Twisted is more of about being in, kind of in that, where you're still kind of in the argument with yourself.
And in the song, you tell them, snap out of it or what?
The chorus is, you know, can't you hear my screams? You know, you're yelling at yourself, like, you know, I'm here, you know. You don't need to argue. You need to come together and, you know, the two faces that we all have, you know, to unite yourself and to just be able to overcome all your fears. And it's kind of about that. And the whole album's kind of that way as well.
But that's great. That's a great message to put out there to people that listen to your music, you know, because a lot of people do take the words literal, and it's not always a good thing, but in your case it is, because you're giving them a positive message back.
Well, we're trying to do that. I mean, I know we're all going through so many things out there, and it's hard on all of us, and you just need to know that there's always going to be light at the end of the tunnel, and we're hopefully trying to put that out there.
Definitely. Well, without further ado, we are going to play your song. This is Twisted from the brand new album Dark Symphony, and this is The Reverie. Twitter, La Reverie, and that's LEREVERIE. And you can also check them out at their website, thesamename.com. So thank you so very much for being with us today. We have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation and getting to know you guys a little bit more. And I have no doubt that you're going to have a huge year this year and will be very, very successful as well.
Well, thank you so much. It was great being on the show and talking to you guys. And thanks a lot and looking forward to a great year for all of us, actually.
Well, thank you. And we certainly would love to have you back later on in the year and catch up and talk about anything new or any new awards that you might be winning, because I have no doubt you will be getting those as well this year, too, if your early beginnings are any indication. So we certainly look forward to hearing all about it.
Great. Thank you so much, Jeff. We would love to come back and touch base. And hopefully we have a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
Maybe bring some of the boys with you. we'll grill them.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, and we look forward to chatting with you again in the future, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Great. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
Thank
all right,
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And with that, that was Allie from Little Reverie, and gosh, great, great. I mean, I like her. She is just... she's kind of chick you just want to go hang out with, you know. I would love to catch one of their shows if they are on the East Coast. Great band. So for those of you, again, if you want to check out their music, if you're a fan of gothic metal, symphonic rock, whatever you want to call it, you can follow them on Twitter, La Reverie, or check out their website, lareverie.com. All right, Pam, so that we don't have to hold you up too long. You've been a trooper and you've hung in there. I guess we shall tell the listeners who we have on board on Tuesday night. Do you want to do the honors or shall I?
Go ahead, knock your socks off, my girl.
Well, for those of you who love All My Children, let's see, Another World. Oh, geez. I mean, Guiding Light in particular, we have Ricky Paul Golden with us on Tuesday night. I'm so excited. I love him. I loved him as Gus Arturo on The Guiding Light. But, you know, in every other soap he was in, he was, you know, from what I understand, just as good. And had I been a fan of other soaps, I think I would have thoroughly enjoyed watching him on there, too. Plus, he's just so easy on the eyes, if I do.
Hello,
so.
Yeah.
But he is going to be with us because he is kicking off a brand new show series on HGTV, which is a primetime series called Spontaneous Destruction. And so I'm really excited to hear what that's all about. And we've seen some pictures of him doing some spontaneous construction, and I must tell you, they're pretty nice. They've been floating around Twitter. He's been putting stuff out about it and promoting it. But he is going to be here Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. So we're very, very excited to have him with us.
Most definitely. I look forward to that.
Yes, and if you're a fan, I would just tell you, as we do with, you know, all the big soap stars that we get on, such as this, call in early and be sure to call in early enough, call before the show starts. Get in queue. You can, you know, hold and listen to the show online until we start, on your phone rather, until we start taking calls. Because if you're an RPG fan and you really want to talk to them, call early.
Yep, and that number is 1-718-506-1540 and press 1.
Yes, very much. Well, thank you to all the listeners for being here today yet again. If you're brand new to the show, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, as always, and we hope that you will be back with us. And thank you to all our loyal fans and listeners out there. We do appreciate you as well. And, Pam, my challenge to you is to get well this week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm about ready to come to Illinois and take you to the doctor myself. I mean, come on now. A week is a week. It's time to get serious to go to the doctor. This running this horse thing is for the birds.
Yeah,
I'm down south. Let's treat it and get on with the program. I'm not about letting something linger so we can see how long it's going to last kind of thing. So,
you're
too
funny. Well, I want to say thank you to you for carrying me this week with these interviews. And, you know, I have total trust in you, and I know you're great at what you do. And That's why I'm so blessed to be partnered with you for these shows. And I know that if I let you take the lead, that you can do everything.
Thank you
for that.
Yeah, I think I've given multitasking a new name, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, Pam, feel better, and we won't keep you on the phone talking because I know how how bad you must feel, and we want you to get some rest. So go watch the Super Bowl and veg out and have an enjoyable evening, or try to.
Yeah, it won't be Super Bowl, but I'll watch the other things.
Well, see, you got
I'm not
variety,
a football person.
Well, I am when my team is playing, but my team's not playing, but, I'm a Redskins fan. But, hey, San Francisco, I might pull for them. The colors are similar, so, we might be a little blinded to that, so who knows. But probably knowing me, I'm going to be doing homework and other things and will never lay my eyes on the television. And
I know, right?
So I will, I'll hear about it tomorrow, who's winning. But for those who are diehard Super Bowl fans and fans of the teams that are playing today, I hope you enjoy the game. It's going to be a great game from what I understand. And so enjoy all. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend, and have a great week. We'll be right back here Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. with Ricky Paul Golden.
Yay.
Bye, Pam. I'm going to put
good night and God bless everybody.
Take care, everyone. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.